Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wow. You're going to have to give Richie Rich a lesson or two in how to pull that off.
Wow.
Only Richie Rich can be Richie Rich.
That's true. That's true. I don't see you imitating Richie Rich, like, anytime. Like, I don't even know if
he doesn't have the right beard.
If that's in your wheelhouse.
Oh, God, that beard. Yeah. My advice to broadcasters is modulate your voice.
Modulate
up
your
and
voice.
Down. So
modulate your voice?
Yeah, I think you've got to do more. It's like jazz hands on stage. You've got to do more than
more cowbell.
You would normally do.
If you're wondering what you're listening to, the show is called Free Talk Live. You can find out more about us over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Mark Edge, Intergalactic Space Wizard.
I like that, too. I like that you have a title.
It's indeed.
Nice. Yeah. It's nice.
I didn't go get my hat.
You did not?
Yeah.
No. Can't you just, like, cast a spell and magically have it appear on your head?
Well, spells are done through the course of actions, so I will cast a spell that will make the hat appear on my head. It will just involve me walking up the stairs, too.
That seems non-wizardly.
Well, you just don't understand spells and wizardliness.
I guess not. What I do understand is that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off and now has over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down
at any time.
I'm kind of surprised.
It will be taken down again at any time. We get strikes constantly.
Thankfully, Odyssey started offering.
As I say, COVID.
Well, yeah, and we disagree with the official narrative frequently on this show. Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now Free Talk Live is streaming every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel. Just visit video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help to seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. Again, video.freetalklive.com. So we talked about PayPal allowing withdrawals finally to regular non-custodial Bitcoin wallets, which is great because not your keys, not your money. So if you have cryptocurrency on your PayPal account, go get yourself a wallet. If you don't, I personally use the Edge wallet.
I use the Edge wallet, too.
You can use whatever wallet you like, but, you know, go find one. And I suggest moving your cryptocurrency off of the PayPal platform because while it's on the PayPal platform, it's not yours.
Right. Also, PayPal's one of the big banks these days. And if the big banks have your crypto, you don't have crypto. You know, I mean, I get it. You can benefit from the buying and selling. Benefit now. Get it off. You don't have to leave it with them.
We have more cryptocurrency news, but we also have some calls to get to. Let's go to Ann calling from Oregon. Ann, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. You know, I've been listening at the different talk stations about all of this. We need a new gun law. We need this. We need that. Get rid of those guns, and et cetera. No.
Oh, I'm so with
we're
you.
We're not handling that correctly. We used to have an outfit that we called for parents, and it was a patient PTA. Well, I don't know where it was in the case of Uvalde or in the other school shootings, but I don't see any connection between the schools and the parents. When a kid starts going off the beam like this one did in Uvalde, back when he was 16, there should have been a conference call between his parents and the school, and that kid should have had some, I want to call it psychiatric help, but anyway, he needed some help from
some professional
somebody
help.
Who would try to understand him. And they didn't have any of that on there. And he had problems back, like I say, when he was 16. I looked into the background. His mother took off and left. So he was left with Grandma and Grandpa. Grandpa is in jail at the present time on a felony charge. Now, who's the kid got to talk to? You know, who's to give him guidance? And he won't, probably wasn't listening to Grandma. I mean, he wouldn't have shot her in the face. If he had been listening to her, he didn't like what she said, apparently.
Yeah.
But the kid needed help a long time before. None of this was given. Well, and they're blaming the gun.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's not the gun's fault.
And something else that'll really, irk you is I brought this in today from the Dallas Morning News. The Uvalde School District... And so the Uvalde school itself, in question here, purchased a social media monitoring service years before this shooting happened. The service says it's to help schools prevent shootings and suicides and things like that. But this particular piece of software called the Social Sentinel has actually...
It is awful.
Has actually done nothing. And so I think to your point, Ann, that these schools are like, oh, we bought a piece of software to help with that. And so they feel like they've outsourced that responsibility to software instead of having what you're describing, you know, a conference or, you know, a human connection between the teachers, the students, and the parents.
This also, I will never miss the opportunity to point out the government went about destroying the nuclear family. It went about, subsidizing single mother households,
right,
and kicking dads out. Now, I'm not saying we're supposed to get rid of people's choice, and I'm not saying you should be in an abusive relationship. I'm not saying anything like that. But let's not forget that the government went and paid people to not have dad around. And if you were to decide that there were two groups of people, those who came from two-parent households and those who came from not two-parent households, you would find that all kinds of socially aberrant behavior occurs in Group B, and that Group A is pretty well adjusted and can get through pretty much everything. And this has nothing to do with race or IQ or height or good looks, as I mentioned earlier. It just has to do with some form of dad being about. Now, obviously, when you're cycling dads in and out, you're moving from Group A to Group B, and you're going to have problems again. I tend to like biological at dad, but... You know, there's the statistics still, they're not quite as firm on that. So, for instance, if there was a dad who comes in at a very young age, continues to act like dad all the way through, that's dad.
I think the biggest thing with the school shooting for me, in my opinion, is it's really just you have, like, no gun zones. It's really just a bunch of sitting ducks, right? If you're a psychopath and you want to go... go kill people, you know that the teachers at this school are not armed and they cannot defend these children. So that's why they're targeting hospitals, schools, the places where people
gun-free
don't
zones.
Have... Yeah. So in New Hampshire, we don't see a lot of stuff like this because everybody's armed.
Yeah, you never see a mass shooting at a gun show.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's a reason for that.
Ann?
Yes. I can see only... one problem there with her idea that before these become mass shooters, before they're upset like that, there's been no connection. We as a people, as a human being, are a social being. We need socialization. We've just had 2 years of cutoff from everything with kids only being at home. And then, like you say, sometimes only a one parent in the family.
They were free to go out and burn down department stores.
What?
They were free to go out and burn down department stores.
They were free, you say?
They were free. My joke has now fallen flat.
And go ahead and finish your
okay.
thought.
Okay, the big problem is that there's no responsibility here. If they're going to go out and they're going to wreck the store, doors and they're going to try and shoot a gun or whatever. There's no responsibility being put on the kids as for.
Couldn't agree more, Ann.
No, this is bad.
And thank you for the call tonight, 603-283-6160. Are kids, you know, failing even more because of the lockdowns and everybody staying at home? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're front and we're side. Or are we? 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. If you're getting a busy signal right now, it's because the phones are packed. So keep crying. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Free Talk Live in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
Mark the what?
The Intergalactic Space Wizard. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. I have got my Intergalactic Space Wizard hat on now.
So if you'd like to see that, cam.freetalklive.com, video.freetalklive.com should get you there. Your voice does sound like a little worse than it did a minute ago.
Yeah.
No tea? Okay.
Well, I should get some tea.
All right. We'll do that after the show. I need to tell everybody that ForkFest 2022 is right around the corner. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I'm stoked. This is the vacation that I need. And
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm stoked. ForkFest is a fork off of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out last year for the first time. It sold out again, so you can't go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival anymore. You might be able to get a ticket from a private seller, but you certainly can't from the website itself. But ForkFest is the week after that, and it takes place at the same location, Rogers Campground, but it's decentralized. And that means no one is in charge and there's no ticket cost. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate something called Independence Day, the weekend of, than being around other freedom-loving activists in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to all of those can be found, again, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party.
It's going to be a forking great time.
I sure as fork am looking forward to it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, guys, and Nikki. I appreciate you taking a call.
What's on your mind?
I want to just kind of bring up, you know, we've got this huge number of American firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, strewn across the state. And we have also a data point of somewhere in the millions yearly of defensive use. We also have another data point of those hundreds of millions of firearms, their use is, you know, vastly defensive.
Okay.
That they're better shooters than the cops. They're, you know, there's a whole bunch of positive data that comes out together with this, and so basically, it's true that the vast majority of Americans are in fact defenders, and so given that, anything that the gun grabbers do will be in fact interfering. You know, say you're on that 11th round in the 10-round limited magazine.
Yep.
And you're about to take out the bad guy. And, oh, look at that, I ran out. Or, you know, the person that really shouldn't be limited to, you know, non-use of firearms. The background check, you know, oh, I can't go, and boy, wouldn't I have been great to take out some bad guy.
There's all kinds of reasons why people should be able to possess guns, but I think that that what it's worth saying that there's no at this point in the United States, where we have a constitution that says shall not be infringed, that somebody who wishes to take guns better have darned good reason to go and co-opt the constitutional rights of every American out there. Mm. At the very least, they should be able to follow the laws of their particular state. I think that's getting problematic.
It is an interesting point to me that Bedslave brings up to say that the American population owns an incredible number of guns, and it's probably a fair assessment to say that those people who do own guns, pretty much, you know, the ones who own multiple guns, are probably better trained at using them than, say, you know, whatever new crop of policemen comes in every year out of the academy, that kind of a thing.
I think that's absolutely true.
And so I think it's interesting to think that we already have a population of, as he put it, defenders sort of at the disposal. It's just that the government keeps getting in the way by doing things like prohibiting concealed carry or even open carry and that type of a thing.
Top-down homogenous solutions for a very specific problem. The United States doesn't have a gun problem if you remove a certain amount of zip codes. If you just take them out of the scenario, the United States then dips down to pretty middling for a westernized country.
Right, like the Chicago area, for example, is
sure,
where guns aren't allowed.
Right. The places, by the way, the guns are least allowed. Yeah. If you take out those zip codes, then you'll have an entirely different scenario going. So, the let's get rid of guns solution hasn't worked yet. It hasn't worked in England, where now they're outlawing knives.
Right.
Yeah, it's just people are going to find a way. You know, you can pick up a rock and kill somebody with it.
Yeah, that's life.
But the fact is that even the nature of federal and I'm imagining many state, you know, felony laws have nothing to do with dealing with violence. It's all, you know, victimless crimes.
Yeah, it's all ownership, possession of a firearm, what kind of ammunition you can have, how many rounds in your magazine. These are all the laws that they're trying to make. You're absolutely correct, Bedslave, and thank you for the call tonight.
Well, I think also, I don't know, I assumed the point that he was trying to make was felons can't own guns, and most felonies are victimless crimes, and they're not, or at least nonviolent crimes. So it doesn't make sense that if just because somebody has a felony, they shouldn't be able to own a firearm.
Yeah, and honestly, as a felon and being unable to own a gun myself, I gotta say that I think I get why people don't want you handed an AK-47 as you walk out of prison. I understand the practical problem there, but we have to have a solution for felons that go straight, right?
Right.
And
yeah,
want to protect their families. And
to me, if you've done your time, all your rights should be restored.
At the very least, if you haven't committed a crime in the last 5 years, haven't been under supervision in the last 5 years, then by God, you can, you know, you're automatically pardoned.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-616.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. President Biden in a statement said it doesn't go far enough, but it's a start. 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, released a statement calling for passage. The proposal includes support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources, an enhanced review process for buyers under the age of 21, and penalties for those that purchase guns for somebody else. The legislation also includes a red flag provision, with the government getting the ability to temporarily take guns away from people they say is a danger. Authorities arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front near an Idaho Pride event Saturday. Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White.
There was at least one smoke grenade. There was multiple shields. They were all wearing hats.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. President Biden on Saturday said he was offering federal assistance for New Mexico as it faces a wildfire burning since April. The fire began with a prescribed burn that was set by the U.S. Forest Service. However, the burn spread out of control, destroying hundreds of homes across 500 square miles.
The overwhelming human instinct is you run away from a fire, not into it. And the only thing that protects firefighters is more firefighters. The only thing, more firefighters. And I just want to say that at the outset because you have my indebted gratitude.
A dangerous setup of hot temperatures and high dew points will mean millions of Americans from the Ohio Valley to the Gulf Coast will be in store for an unbearable heat wave during the upcoming week. Folks in California, Nevada, and Arizona will receive blistering temperatures well into the triple digits. The National Weather Service says these temperatures out west could be life-threatening. If you're traveling, be sure to take water for you and your passengers. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back.
That's acceptable, yeah. I don't know. It's really interesting. Who knows? He hasn't written a manual for when he's away as to like how exactly we're supposed to approach this and we're back situation.
We should have been practicing all week.
We probably should have.
Would you have read
him
a manual? It should be a wool manual.
Exactly.
We should have had him make the procedure document for his absence, and we neglected our corporate duties.
Well, next time.
In documenting the procedure, and so now we're just really flying by the seat of our pants here at Free Talk.
You're acting like Richie Rich was somehow running the show. You've been behind the board the whole time.
I just know he's going to listen to this broadcast at some point.
Oh, yes, he will.
So, you know, I want to make sure we mention his name a couple, two, three times. So he feels like, you know, he's a bit valued. 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. However, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
And let's just go right back to the phones and the fun. We're going to go to... Hang on. I got to remember who's who. Here we go. It's Jack in Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm just calling about, like, gun violence.
Okay, what about it?
And I was thinking if you can... suspend your imagination for a moment. Imagine the United States or all the governments on Earth took all the money that they put into their military, their weapons, the police, goes on the list, and put that into mental health and gun education for our youth and our schools. Wouldn't that kind of be like the nuclear dearming of the 80s?
One would hope so.
Let me jump in on that one. So you would think with all the money that was spent on public school for the last 100 years, that they would do somehow some better. But the evidence is that, in fact, the illiteracy rate is on the rise in the United States, and that people are being graduated with literacy rates at like the fourth grade level is like the average. That that in some districts, illiteracy rates are as high as 40%.
Wow.
For graduates, yeah. Not for people who went to public school, which I am almost certain is overrepresented in the prison system. So forget the fact that they can't read. They're also violent and stupid. So I would go ahead and say no.
I remember
that the very worst thing you can do for gun violence is put the government in charge of mental health. Because when they're in charge of mental health, everybody's going to be crazy. They're going to be running around killing each other with other things.
I remember.
Well, I think your point's being made presently in society, so I think you're absolutely 100% correct.
I remember we've cited the statistic about 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 graduates of high school in the United States is functionally illiterate.
Right, 19%. Yeah, 19%. So it's 1 in 5.
But you're saying that there's areas that's as high as 40%.
2 in 5. Yeah.
So
now, go ahead.
I was just going to say, previously, like a few months ago, I would not have believed you, but I recently met a woman while I was in California that was a school teacher, and she was a high school teacher, and she told me firsthand when she went to a different school in L.A. County that, seriously, over half of the kids could not read. So she's an English teacher, and she's like, how do I even do my job? Like, how do you teach high schoolers how to read? You were supposed to learn how to read, like, 10, 15 years ago.
I was confronted by this very recently. I was showing somebody my Duolingo app, where I'm learning to speak Spanish a little better than I had before. And I was showing them just how great Duolingo is. This is just so awesome. Look at this. And it began to dawn on me as they were looking at the little cartoon characters and listening to the talking that this person couldn't read their native language that was being brought up on Duolingo. And I'm like, well, now what do I do? I look like a complete ass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get this person to learn one language. They don't know the first one.
Now, I don't think that Jack was implying that we should take the money that has been spent by
Jack
government.
No, Jack was suggesting that
leave government in control. But, like, just the money itself.
I see what you're saying.
If the money itself could have been applied by a non-government entity to the
morally and effectively in the marketplace.
Right, to society, that amount of money, I think, would have provided such a great education to everybody that it would actually create the obsolescence of the need for the institution known as government, because everybody would be so enlightened.
Let children learn, you know, at 14, I'm living in dream world right now, but, you know, gun safety and, all that. And let them carry after maybe 16, 18 years old. And my original call was about getting rid of school shootings.
Yes.
Everyone's educated on guns and everyone's armed. It would diminish. It's just so ironic. But you wouldn't want the government running it either. So I understand what you're saying there.
Agreed. Hey, thanks for the call, Jay.
For me, I find, and I'd agree with, I don't have a problem with those particular statements. I think the problem is we're taking small group primates and putting them in large groups. And when you take people that want to factionalize, I mean, people want to. When you start getting humans in groups larger than 25 or 30, you're going to see bad, aberrant behavior. And this is government schools. The problem with them, I think, isn't the organization necessarily that runs them, but it's the size of them, in part. I think you could have a private organization that provided school, and you would still have some of the externalities that we're talking about here, if it was 1,500 a graduating class of 1,500.
Yeah, I
or
think
like that.
John Taylor Gatto would agree with you, I think, on most of those points. I've done a little bit of reading of his stuff, and he's great, RIP. But if any of you out there want to learn more about the education system from a man who was nominated repeatedly for Educator of the Year and given some very prestigious awards because he did very well in teaching kids, who came out and wrote books about how the school system is just a big piece of crap. Look up John Taylor Gatto.
The one-size-fits-all model of learning for kids is just, it doesn't work.
No.
And that's I think that's a huge issue with public schools.
It works.
We wanted a melting pot, and I can understand why they wanted a melting pot, and I can advocate for melting pots. But I just don't think that that's the system.
Well, the system does work for a very specific application. During wartime, when you have a bunch of factories trying to manufacture armaments to forward the war and win the war, you want to teach a whole bunch of people the same thing, that is, how to work in the factories and press the buttons and
bells, whistles,
all that kind of stuff, and make more ammunition, right? It works great for teaching a large amount of people how to do repetitive things. That's the Prussian school system. That's why it was adopted.
Well, that's what they want. They want people to be robots and to be factory workers and to know how to do repetitive things and not to be free and critical thinkers.
Right. They want obedient workers, not critical thinkers, capable of logic and reason. Which I contend is more important than anything they're really learning in public schools today.
Absolutely.
Research homeschooling, research unschooling, research Montessori method.
Let's continue on. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents and Miss Nikki. How y'all doing? history seems to repeat itself. I remember after World War I, Britain disarmed all their citizens. And then when the World War II started, they were begging us for anything that would throw a hunk of lead.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It was 5 years, I think, before we crawled in the ditch with them. But,
close to it.
Yeah, 3 to 5, somewhere like that. But anyway, as far as this kid in Texas that went berserk on the school shootings, he's 18 years old. He's never had a good job. He ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. He's living with his second grandpa, who was the grandma. This was the grandma that got shot in the face, not the grandpa that was in jail. There was evidently a good grandpa and grandma in the background. Anyway, I think he was backed by the feds. There was video of him on Facebook, pressing triggers and whatnot.
I've heard that. He could have been backed by the FBI.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major. We appreciate you. It wouldn't surprise me at all either, because they've been behind so many of these already. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Pretty much nailed that one.
Yeah, we did.
That was a good one.
Took us all show, but we sure as hell got it.
We practiced the whole break.
We really did. Not.
I was showing memes about free cats.
Free dead cats. 603-283-6160. One of my first radio DJ personalities I ever paid attention to was Dr. Demento. And
I've been told I sound like him.
You do a bit. He's got a bit different personality than him.
Indeed.
But the voices are similar-ish as far as radio broadcasters.
If you take Ian and I and combine us, maybe you'd have a closer to a Dr. Demento, too.
Maybe. But he famously played the song Dead Puppies Are Not Much Fun. I would posit that Dead Kittens also not much fun.
It's interesting, though. I mean, it's the same parts, just slightly different in the Free Cats. I mean, you know.
In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark. Life has no weight.
Like W-A-I-T or
W-E-I-G-H-T?
Life has no weight?
Yeah. Consciousness? Things don't weigh any different. Okay. There's no spirit. Well, at least it doesn't weigh anything. I'm not claiming there's not a spirit. I don't know.
Before we get back to your calls and thoughts, I have to say thank you to Dan. Is it Harjes? H-A-R-J-E-S. Dan is a silver level amplifier.
Thank you, Dan.
And Dan gives, what is that, $10 a month, silver level?
I think silver is $5.
You're right. Sorry, silver is $5 a month. He gets $5 a month to help us get this radio program on more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere near 200, like 190, I think, was the last number that I'm aware of. We could be on 250. We could be on 300.
With the new old website, we took away the counter because we couldn't do that on, you know, the Drupal was enabled us to do it, whereas WordPress didn't. So I don't have a counter.
It's fine. But we could be on a whole bunch more radio stations. If you enjoy this program, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the content, the fact that we are just about the only thing on radio that comes at it from a perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity, consider helping us spread the message over at amps.freetalklive.com. You do get some perks for becoming an amplifier. There's some little benefits that you get. But that's not the real reason you should become an amplifier. If you enjoy this
because
program...
Because when we hit 500 amplifiers, Captain will start an OnlyFans.
I could be down with that if it's the OnlyFans that we discussed earlier.
I think people would be pleasantly surprised.
Anyway, please find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Dan Harias, for your contribution. We appreciate you. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Olivia in Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I called about birth control and recycling, but you mentioned...
Wait, you can recycle your birth control?
Oh, no, two different things.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. I was making a joke and confused. Go ahead, Olivia.
Would it be okay if I told a quick story about a dead cat, though? Since you brought it up.
Well, now I got it.
I mean, yeah, now that you mention it, sure, go ahead.
Okay. One time I had this dream that I was outside of an animal shelter, and there was this little black kitten. So I picked him up, and I took him into the shelter, and I said, hey, you guys, I just found this outside. I guess one of yours escaped. And the lady behind the desk said, oh, no, that's not ours. We put it to sleep already. And I said, well, obviously not, because he's alive. And she looked at me like I was stupid, and she said, well, it is and it isn't. It's a Schrodinger cat, duh. And I was just like, oh, I thought those were just theoretical.
Schrodinger's cat.
Oh, I got it. It's a dream, so anything
could
happen.
I had. Yeah, it was weird. But
what were you calling about, Olivia?
Recycling and birth control. So with recycling, y'all didn't mention one free market recycling that I really appreciate, and that is the collection bins at the front of Walmart that collect the plastic bags.
Mm. Like, oh, yeah.
Dry bags. And I just wanted to tell everybody out there, it has to be number 2 or number 4 plastic. So when you rip the plastic bag, if it rips and waves like ripples, then that can go in that recycling bin. If it tears in a straight line, like that kind of rigid plastic that tears in a straight line, that's not the same thing. You can't recycle that there. But I just wanted to throw that out there because there is a market for that.
Indeed.
Most of those grocery bags I ended up using for dog waste. Now, you got to check them. Yeah, we, in our household, yeah.
Holes.
You get pretty good with the double wrist flip, and so you can take a look inside and throw it up against the light, make sure there's no holes, because you don't want any holes. This is really important. The ones with holes are the ones that go in the recycling into Walmart. The ones without, that's the ones you keep.
What were your thoughts on birth control, Olivia?
Oh, one other quick thing about recycling. If people would recycle correctly, a lot less would go into the landfill. One thing I know is that you're not supposed to put your recyclables in bags because they don't have time to rip open those bags and empty them out. So those go straight into the landfill. That's bins where people put in things that aren't supposed to be recycled, so they have to throw it all away. Okay. And those bags will clog up the rollers. You can't put those soft plastic bags in with your recycling because they'll clog up the rollers and it'll jam the whole process. So
some places do all recycling put together, though. So, like, you'll have paper and plastic and metal and everything all in one location. What are they doing that? Aren't they picking that stuff out?
Like I said, when it first gets in, I actually posted a video on social.freetalklive.com that shows the process, but it all comes in on these rollers, and if you stick those soft plastic bags in there, it'll jam the rollers and the rest of the stuff can't travel along the path. But yeah, they do one stream recycling is what that's called.
Okay.
And they have processes to separate everything. It's really amazing. It's a really neat how they engineered the whole thing.
How do you segue that into birth control?
Oh, well, just transmit it. Well, now I'm going to talk about birth control.
Okay. Hey, great segue.
Nikki had mentioned the tracking your cycle, and that really concerns me because I've heard of lots of people who didn't want to get pregnant, and they did because you can get pregnant on your period.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. I mean, it's not – I would definitely use backup forms for sure of birth control. I've heard of – Oh, go ahead.
You can still use the rhythm method or FAM while you're menstruating. You can still tell some of the signs, but
and there's always the withdrawal method, which is, you know, I mean, it has its downsides, but it has its upsides too. You know, don't park in the garage, park in the yard.
Right. I'm just saying the pill changed my life for so much the better. Also, getting off sugar and dairy helped a lot, too. But the pill was great for me personally. But I've heard so many horror stories of people who tried to do the rhythm thing and they ended up, you know.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of horror stories of people on the birth control pill that got really sick. So that's why I advocate against it.
I understand that, too. But people definitely need to do the research. I think it might be a little unrealistic to expect teenagers especially to be able to do that. Or, you know, they have enough of a hard time keeping track of, like, homework and or just driving properly or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I think this is the conversation that the cereal manufacturer wanted us to have.
Indeed. Hey, Olivia, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. The cereal manufacturer, notwithstanding, you know, important topic for certain. David in New Mexico, take us out, man.
Yeah, after 44 minutes and 37, 8 seconds on hold for 1 minute, thank you very much for leaving me all that time. And I wanted to address Olivia's point from yesterday, but that'll have to wait because I've got so much time. So recycling birth control, is that like washing out your condoms? Is that what that is?
I believe you could do that. Yes, you could. Only with the old-style condoms where they were made out of sheepskin.
Sheepscut.
Single stream recycling, that's when you recycle your urine to water the garden. So you go out there and you provide a single
deer. If you're a meat eater, and you should be, you know, saving that stuff and putting it out in the yard.
Yeah, so serious, how many seconds do I have left, Captain, for serious stuff?
So you're the clock watcher, so I would think you would know before I would.
So to address one of Mark's points, Mark made a point about the biological fathers raising their children as opposed to otherwise. Let me provide you this fact. The non-biological father that replaced me after a number of years living in the family beat up my son after he got caught trying to rape and beat up my son's mother. And so that guy is gone out of my biological children's lives. So as for continuity of any male presence, the one that beat him up is now gone, and the biological father's bonded relationship was destroyed. Oh, and who did this? State of New Mexico, Judge Angela Jewell, Judge M. Monica Zamora, Judge John J. Romero Jr.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can find the replay over at freetalklive.com here in about an hour or so.
Yeah, archives.freetalklive.com. We've got all the episodes going back for a very, very long time, a couple of decades for free.
Thanks and peace.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.